Do this in remembrance of me. That is what Jesus said on the night before he died. He gathered his closest and dearest friends around him. That is what he said to them. Do this in remembrance of me. After I am gone, when I am no longer here, do this in remembrance of me. When life is tough and you wish I were still here with you, when you need to remind yourselves of how much I love you and how much God the Father loves you, when you need to be reminded that you are not alone, do this in remembrance of me. This is why we come here today, to do this in remembrance of him. But we do not just come here today to remember Jesus' gift of Holy Communion. We also remember Jesus washing his disciples' feet. I think most of us draw a line between the things which we feel are publicly acceptable and those things which we think people couldn't or wouldn't want to cope with. Let's be honest, not many feet are beautiful. Corns, bunions, dry skin, blisters. Most of us are quite glad they're hidden away from sight. But Jesus chose this part of the disciples' body to care for and look after. He is longing to do the same for us in our troubles. However awful and unacceptable they might seem, he wants us to come to him barefoot. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Do this, he says, in remembrance of me. And today we come to do just that, and to remember that he expects us to be his hands and feet in our needy world. Let us pray that with his help we will be worthy of that calling. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. Helped by Alec. Zoe, what's your thoughts?
Communion. Have you ever had a friend that moved away, like really far away? I know I have, but that doesn't mean you forget them. Even if they go so far away, it's almost impossible to go and see them. Even then, you still remember, and it would take a lot of work to make you forget for that matter. And as I wrote this, I thought of my friend Bryony and all the fun times we had together. Every time I walk past the old rectory, I think of how many times we would race to the garden to be the first on the tyre swing. Now Bryony is in America, but nothing will make me forget her. Nothing. This is a bit like how communion works. At the Last Supper, when he knew he was going away, Jesus told his disciples that every time they had bread and wine, that they should think of him and remember how he suffered for us. This is the reason we still have communion today. We, the kids, go up and get a blessing, and the adults go up and get bread and wine. That's the link. You following all of this? The bread represents Jesus' body and wine, his blood, but both of which he gave to us, basically to buy our forgiveness. The ultimate gift from the ultimate friend. That's a friend we want to remember, a true friend through and through.
Isn't that a lot better than anything I could have said? Yeah? And it makes you think about it all, doesn't it? About communion. So a little bit later, when we take communion, think on some of those thoughts, all from three different perspectives. So thank you very much to Hannah and to Joe, with help from Alec and to Zoe. Thank you.